Expansion plans for the Kimball Arts Center are moving through some slower parts of the process, a design review in which city planning staff makes recommendations for more congruency with Old Town's historic district. The previous expansion plans, designed by world-renowned design firm Bjark Ingels, didn't make it this far. In fact, plans were not even brought in a formal application process before the city. Now, a completely new and much lower-profile design awaits city approvals. Historic city planner Anya Grand says they've asked the city to make some tweaks to the design of the building. One of those is to make the new section more clearly distinguished from the old, the original Kimball Garage, which currently houses the Art Center.
We were concerned about the length of the transitional element between the historic building and the new addition. You want to keep those separated so that it's a little bit more complementary to each other, I suppose.
That said, the new addition would also have to adequately complement the old.
There's a clear rhythm and pattern, not just in the neighborhood, but of the Kimball Garage that needs to be reflected more in the addition.
Finally, Grand says the new exterior would be what's called board form, which is concrete poured deliberately in such a way that it has texture.
We were a little concerned about the materials. Board form, concrete, really just kind of depends on how you're looking at it. There's some really good examples in town of how it's been used, like the KPCW building, where it's very clear what the texture is. There's others that it's very hard to see what the texture was, and so we asked for a physical sample.
She says there are also other ways to soften the building.
It can do a lot of different things to soften it. It might be a material change. It might be just, you know, breaking up some of the heavy massing of the new structure.
That's Anya Gran of the Park City Planning Staff. This part of the process will take at least several more weeks. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.